This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So then, Don Ecker, let's talk about Ivan T. Sanderson. I remember visiting his home a couple of times in the 60s.
This guy was a Brit, okay? He was from Great Britain. He had been, during the Second World War, he had been an intelligence officer. I mean, the guy was a major figure back in those days. But if you were to throw his name out there today, okay, and he was literally then one of the giants in the field, most people would look at you blankly and go, huh? So my point is, the people today that consider themselves, and it's really laughable for me to even say this, but on the cutting edge of current research, these people would be like saying, well, who was John Smith? I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, the art of investigation has completely collapsed, with the exception of a very few people like Chris O'Brien, okay, or even Kevin Randall, that are going now out there in the field. Very few people are doing that.
Now, but, with that very quickly here with Ivan T. Sanderson, one of the things that's unfortunate is he died fairly young. He was just past his 62nd birthday when he died in February of 1973. February 19th, which is an interesting day. See, February 19th, number one, that's my son's birthday. February 19th is Batman's birthday, you know. I don't know if you knew that. The character Batman is supposedly born February 19th, but he died on February 19th, 1973. And this was a time when we had, you know, major UFO activity and everything. And it would have been nice if he hung out for another 10, 20 years.
Yeah, it would have been. But then, you know, Frank Edwards died on June 24th, 1967, if my memory serves me. And or was it 66? It was either 66 or 67. Now, what is June 24th known for?
Kenneth Arnold.
Kenneth Arnold's sighting, his infamous sighting above Mount Rainier. So, yeah, you find these little oddities that pop up. But, hey, you know, my original point being that today people like Sanderson, even to a great extent John Neville, are no longer known or recognized by the people that claim to be current day ufologists. So, you know, the whole thing. Look, I left the field, active research. I quit. You guys, as a matter of fact, Gene, you interviewed me. In 2006, I left the field. You interviewed me in early 2007 about it. And, you know, I looked what then was happening, and Vicki and I had completely gotten out of UFO magazine. I was totally disgusted with the direction that UFO magazine had taken, little knowing then that the whole enterprise was about to collapse because the then publishers decided to take a year off so one of them could write a novel, even while still taking subscription money. And, I mean, you know, I could see then that the whole field of research was on its way out the window.
This is 2007. That's 10 years ago. So theoretically here, you're still obviously doing your radio show and everything, but you're not actively going out there checking cases. You're talking about them. So you, shall we say, are half retired from the field. Is that fair?
Well, I'm not making a nickel on it, so I, you know, half retired is not even an accurate depiction of what I'm doing. I enjoy having, you know, people on to discuss what they are doing, or in many cases, you know, we will often talk about personalities in the field or other things. But I'll give you an example. Last week on the show, one name that was very prominent in the UFO research arena, that was very prominent 20 years ago, popped up from the Bentwaters case. Okay, Larry Warren. And Larry Warren, along with then Peter Robbins, okay, was a very well-known name about a very strange case that took place around Christmas of 1980 at a U.S. Air Force base in the U.K., in the United Kingdom, that housed nuclear weapons. All right? Now, almost at the beginning, when this case first became known, there was a tremendous amount of controversy about Bentwaters. And some of the other then known, because they were still active duty, Air Force security police that were involved in that, there was a lot of controversy about whether Warren was there or not. Well, ultimately, Peter Robbins and Larry Warren wrote a book that was very well received called Left at Eastgate. However, today, it appears like a huge amount of Warren's testimony has been totally discredited. And Robbins, Peter Robbins, broke the relationship as
in a very public manner, too, you should add.
Well, yeah, in a very public manner. Now, things like that do nothing to advance the field. All right? It's kind of like our old buddy Phil Imbrogno, all right? Phil Imbrogno, who had been prominent going back all the way to the late 70s, the early 80s, writing books with the likes of J. Allen Hynek, who suddenly his entire public persona collapsed into a morass of lies and deceit about all aspects of his so-called contribution to the field of UFO research, even to include a fantasy military career. So, you know,
he had the fantasy military career. He had the fantasy educational career. He pretended to have gone to MIT and even wore the T-shirt.
Right.
He got himself an official MIT T-shirt. And I remember this because you were on the Paracast at the time, and we had dealt with a skeptic who used to hang out in our forums, and he checked the fellow's educational credentials. And in that particular case, though, you know, once he was exposed, as far as I know, he pretty much went away. He hasn't been back. Whereas another character, a guy from Pennsylvania named Butch Witkowski, who claimed certain credentials to be a law enforcement officer and everything, and those credentials came crashing down, and he just came back as if nothing happened.
He's got his own radio show now.
He's still around. Hey, I've got his rap sheet, okay, that I saved. I was contacted back then with Witkowski. I interviewed Witkowski.
Yeah, we did too, sure.
I interviewed him. And, you know, the guy was claiming to be a former cop, and it was kind of a weird interview because it did not at the time strike me, okay, like I was talking to another cop. But I had a private investigator contact me about Witkowski.
Let's get into more of that in our next segment with Don Eckert. and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Pace, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, so let's pick up where we left off. Don Ecker talking about Butch Witkowski. He appeared on your show, and I guess some alarm bells went off there. Some things didn't hit you as right. You were contacted by a private investigator. What happened?
Yes, back east in Pennsylvania. He said, somehow he came across this guy, this investigator. As a matter of fact, I believe was a UFO aficionado. And he said, you know, I did some checking on this guy, because the thing, Gene and Chris, that originally piqued my interest was, before I ever even met Butch Wachowski, he was touting some of my research on human mutilations. And he claimed that he was investigating what he thought was a human mutilation back in Pennsylvania. And then he went off with some old files that another guy that ended up being a total phony with another fantasy military background in Vietnam in the Special Forces, a guy by the name of Bill English, that went all the way back to the 80s with John Lear, who had a rather colorful story about being part of a recovery effort looking for a B-52 that was knocked down during the Vietnam War. And these guys came upon the site, and there were supposedly aliens there that had shot the 52 down, and they were packaging up human body parts and all kinds of crap. Okay. Well, I had already helped another guy expose Bill English, and this is in the early 90s, okay? I had helped another British, he was, as a matter of fact, a British skeptic, that exposed English's story. And the bottom line was that Wachowski was using all this stuff. Then the private dick sent me his criminal records. As a matter of fact, if I recall, Gene, I even had them uploaded to the Paracast at one point, didn't I?
I believe they're probably there in the forums if you look it up.
Yeah.
So we certainly would have that information. I'll check it as we continue.
But this has always been the problem in the UFO field. As a matter of fact, when I left, okay, when I left active research, I wrote a paper called My 20 Years in the UFO Fog. And my Lord, today it's my 30 years in the UFO Fog. But I wrote a document then, and that incidentally is also on the Paracast in the Dark Matters Radio Forum, I believe. But I stated that part of my discontent was that no matter how many times these clowns, these liars, these deceitful people that have attached themselves to the UFO field have been exposed, it never sticks. Now, you just mentioned Wachowski is back. He's got his own radio show. How many people know that this guy is a total clown and a fraud? Or people like Phil Imbrogno. And hey, look, sooner or later, I got no doubt Phil's going to pop back up. Okay?
It's been seven years since he was exposed, Imbrogno. So I don't know. Maybe he feels he should just take up whatever he's going to take up somewhere else.
Maybe, but maybe not. I mean, hey, never say never, you know?
He was a guest on a radio show a couple months back, so he has kind of stuck his head up.
You have other people that, I mean, go back a long time ago. I mean, today, my Lord, today, there is still a healthy minority of people out on the web that think that Milton William Cooper, a.k.a. Bill Cooper, was a leading light in exposing the secret government, not knowing or not caring what a checkered past he had. So, you know, that's another aspect of UFOs that I just threw my hands up and I said to myself, why even bother?
It's interesting here about bringing back relics from the past. There are still people out there who will maintain, rather emotionally, that George Adamski was the real deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Adamski and there are others, Berthune or Truman Berthune, is that what it was?
Bethram.
We're talking about almost 60 years ago, or maybe it is 60 years ago, that these guys were quote-unquote leading lights then of the contactee movement. For a long time, it became the tail that wagged the dog was the abduction phenomenon. This field goes through cycles, and both you guys have been around more than long enough to see this happening again and again.
Well, this is so unfortunate here. You know, you have stories that were discredited, completely discredited, and they come back. You have personalities who, for whatever reason, were totally discredited, and they kind of disappear until things die down, and they come back again. And that's really highly unfortunate, and it's worse than just resurrecting old cases, because sometimes they resurrect old cases that were exposed. And this is why we're kind of just stuck in the past, and that's why I said earlier in the episode, if we're going to deal with old cases, it should be to update them and see if they still pass muster, and if they don't, get rid of them, go on. I mean, there are people today who are going to tell us the Roswell slides were the real deal.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, but here's my question to you guys. Go on to where? Okay? Go on to where? Who is out there today conducting or attempting to conduct cutting-edge research? Who is out there today that is tracking down cases, witnesses, incidents? I mean, Chris, you know yourself, when you and I first had contact with each other, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm misremembering it, but it dealt with the animal mutilation thing, right?
Yeah. Geez, Don, that goes back way, 20 years probably.
Over 20 years.
Yeah, over 20 years at this point, yeah. Back when I was slightly wet behind the ears and not as curmudgeonly and grizzled as I am today.
Well, yeah, and my point is it's still happening, you know, now and again. It's been one of those things that, in fact, never seem to cease. And the bottom line is who out there is tracking this down today?
Let's track down some more stuff in our next segment with Don Ecker and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
And we've got some questions from listeners we'll ask of Don Ecker a little bit later. But you posed an interesting question, Don, in our previous segment. But I think what we're trying to do more and more here on the Paracast is to try to focus more on recent cases.
That's my question. What recent cases? Okay. Who is out there bringing these recent cases to light? Who's tracking them down? Who are today's Chris O'Brien or Don Ecker or Gene Steinberg or Kevin Randall or Stanton Friedman, okay? Hell, even John Lear, okay, at one point. Now, I think we can all agree that over the years, John jumped the tracks in a number of areas. But, you know, there was a time back in the 80s when he was pointing a light at some very unsettling things. And today, that's just not the case, guys.
Well, we do have, at least in the animal death realm, we do have some folks that are still out there in attempting to get to the bottom of it. Chuck Sikowski is based out of, I think, Colorado Springs. Margie Kay is based out of Missouri. The problem is they've already figured out what it is, what the agenda is, and they're running around attempting to, you know, in very similar to Linda Howe, to uncover data that supports their conclusion that aliens are coming and gathering body parts for genetic experiments. And as a matter of fact, with Zukowski, some writer, a pretty well-known writer, took up his work and his theory that most, if not all, UFO sightings and secret underground bases and animal mutilations occur on the 37th latitude line in North America, which is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. In fact, when I was talking to a fellow researcher friend of mine, David Perkins, about Zukowski's claim and this New York Times best-selling book that's not even laughable. It's so ridiculous. I said, you know, what about the cases that happened in Patagonia? I said to Perkins, just pulling a, you know, a place that's about as far from the 37th latitude as you can get. Not ever hearing about any cases in Patagonia, but he said, yeah, what about that? And then come to hear two weeks later, 40 cases had been reported right around the time I said that to Perkins in Patagonia. So it's one of those weird things of life imitating, you know, just coincidental, you know, comments. The first cases ever from the tip of South America being reported. And, of course, oh, yeah, all mutilations occur on the 37th parallel. All mutilations are found on their left side. Check that one out. So we have people that are out there. This is my point. We have people that are out there, but they are not objective. They are prejudging the phenomenon. They've got it all figured out in their mind, and they're looking for data to support their conclusion, and that is called intellectual dishonesty, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, at the beginning of this show, we started talking about some off-the-wall things. I was telling you about this hard drive that I recently purchased that died on me. And while I am sitting here waiting for this new drive to reach me, I was going through a bunch of my files for, well, God only knows what reason. But I was going through them, and I came across a document that I had grabbed a number of years ago that I kept. And it had to do with Richard Dolan, okay? Now, Dolan, you know, his first book that he wrote, which I reviewed then for UFO Magazine, and I found it to be an extraordinarily good book. I really liked it. UFOs in the National Security State, his first book. All right. Now, today you can maybe argue the merits of this or not, but the reason I grabbed this file, this document that I just stumbled across the other day, was Dolan talking about the reptilian aliens, okay, in some talk that he gave. Now, reptilian aliens. You see, one of the reasons that I've never been well received, with a lot of people in the UFO field was because of my propensity for telling the truth as I saw it. Now, reptilian aliens would presuppose that we already know that aliens are coming here, right? Right. And that we have already separated these so-called travelers into various groups, one of them being reptilians. Now, that's where I just slam the brakes on. Yeah, we know something is happening, but do we know beyond any doubt? Do you and I, the three of us, for example, know that extraterrestrials from another star system are coming here? Well, bottom line is no. Not only no, but hell no. We know that something is happening. Maybe somewhere in the bowels of government, they know that aliens, ETs, are coming here. But you and I don't. We have nothing that could support that if we had to go into court, a court of law, raise our hand and swear to tell the truth, and then shoot off about the aliens that are coming here. We don't know what that is. And that's another huge problem with the UFO field. People work on the assumption that they're already here. I want to believe we all will remember the X-Files and the poster that Agent Mulder had on his wall in his office with a picture of a Billy Meyer UFO and the words, "I want to believe," written on it. And that is a stumbling block that we have fallen over time and time and time and time again. The fact is, we don't know. And I'm not shy about saying that. And as a result, radio shows, lectures, and so forth have been exceedingly rare in my life in recent years because people don't like me to come in and tell them what I have discovered or what I failed to discover in all the years that I've been doing this research.
Well, I think if we give up making assumptions, we might get a little bit further. But remember also, even the X-Files mythology has changed. Remember, they brought back the series for 6 episodes, and I suppose they're going to do some more in the future. And they decided that it wasn't the alien conspiracy, it was our government using alien technology instead.
Right. Which would presuppose that at least at one point aliens did come here and left technology behind. Right? So we're still talking about aliens. Maybe in their mythology of that program, that television show, they are talking about past visits. Or
well, they maintain in the new mythology that aliens did crash at Roswell. We took their technology, and the rest of the conspiracy all emerges from our own government.
And God only knows what is actually happening. That's been one of the bugaboos of this whole thing ever since. You've got a lot of people out there that are just simply going on the assumption that, hey, they're here. How can anybody deny it?
And you know what? The problem with that is, of course, they don't do any research. They just collect cases, and we get nowhere. We're going to get somewhere in a moment with Don Ecker and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You notice Chris is sounding more and more robotic. What's going on with that, Chris?
I don't know. My voice has sounded weird since I've had that nasty crud I've been battling.
Oh, I hope there's less crud there now. Chris, we're talking about crud, too, in a different way. But this is true with so many of the UFO organizations now. Not that people are unable to do real research. So, for example, just a couple of weeks ago, I thought we had really good guests here. And one of them was Robert Powell, who's like the lead investigator for MUFON, director of research, and head of the Science Review Board. And he seems to have a pretty level-headed approach to it. He has looked at newer cases, O'Hare, Stephenville, Texas, that sort of thing. He's not stuck in the past. There are exceptions.
Well, okay, I haven't come across him. I've never spoken to him. But that's certainly no criteria to judge it on. Like I said, innumerable times. This is not something that I am really pursuing at this point. I have no interest in getting back out into the field. For what reason, for example? Why would I even bother? The one thing that this field has always lacked, always, is money to pursue the research. Anybody that has ever done this will tell you, and you guys especially will tell the audience, the bottom line is, yeah, I've been a UFO researcher, and most of the money financing it came out of my own pocket, because there, how many, you know, philanthropists are going to say, well, you're studying UFOs. Oh, well, how much do you need to go out and research this case? Oh, 10 grand? Sure, here it is. That just doesn't happen.
In a perfect world.
Well, you know, right there, Chris, you've been working on this camera project, right?
Oh, geez. 6 years, 7 years now, yeah.
Right. And how have you managed to finance what you've done up to this point?
Well, it's been a combination of a benefactor, Orange County MUFON kicked in a few hundred bucks, and then it's been all out of pocket.
Exactly. And until, you know, we come down to another Robert Bigelow without being Robert Bigelow, okay, that's exactly how it's going to stay. You know, here's a case of a guy that, my heaven, if he wanted, okay, to make a positive impact. He could do it now. He could do it this afternoon. But look at his MO, his modus operandi. For a while, okay, he was going to finance out of his corporation, he was going to finance MUFON, and was it QFOS? There were three organizations that were all going to come together, and under the auspices of Bob Bigelow's umbrella, okay, he was going to be the sugar daddy to make this happen. And it went on for a short while, and then he pulled the plug on it. Kind of like his scientific research group that was at the Skinwalker Ranch. It ran for a while. He kept all the information to himself. We have no idea what actually happened or didn't happen down there because it's all proprietary.
You know, part of the problem with MUFON and Bigelow was the fact that he apparently wanted control. That's one thing. Supposedly, there were also other issues such as having them complete the work in a timely fashion. In other words, asking MUFON to investigate rather than collect. And I guess they fell down on the job.
Sure. Because that's another reason, okay, that this field goes nowhere. Who out there today actually knows, and I'm talking about knows, how to conduct an actual investigation like a criminologist would conduct, like I did back in the day, all right? How many people actually know how to do that? Darn few, if any. Would you agree?
What bothers me so much is the fact that they collect sightings, and they go out there, and they interview people, and MUFON has this form that I guess they use, and they don't ask questions about the witness. It's always about the event. It's an event-driven investigation. Let's look into the person who had the experience. What's their background? Have they seen anything else? Did anything happen to them before the sighting, after the sighting, other members of the family, what? Nothing about the witness, it's all about the event, which is like doing half an investigation.
We had a guy years ago at UFO Magazine who went through a friend of mine, a TV producer, Russ Estes, that's a name you guys may recall,
yep.
Gave him a Polaroid photograph. Now, this guy claimed that he was sitting at home out near Zizix Road. Are you familiar with that? Zizix Road? It's on the 14 or 15 on the way to Las Vegas from California. Well, at any rate, this is where he lived. It's literally out in the middle of nowhere. And the story he told Russ to give to us was that one night he was sitting in his living room watching TV, and he felt somebody staring at him, and he turned around, and right outside his living room window, a gray alien was standing there looking in the living room. And it just so happened he had a Polaroid camera there. He grabbed the camera and snapped a picture. Here's my picture. Now, I looked at that. Now, I got to tell you, the skeptical hair on my neck immediately shot up. So I told Russ, I said, look, we're not going to do anything with this until I talk to this guy. Well, you know what? The guy didn't want to talk to me. And I did a little investigation about this guy. And then Vicky discovered we had a magazine that somebody had sent us, not UFO magazine, but it was actually from an oil corporation magazine. And inside the cover was an ad for something. And lo and behold, they were using the classic gray figure of a gray alien. And it was exactly the same alien in this photograph. You had this jerk, okay, trying to pawn off on us a phony picture to see if he could get it in UFO magazine. And that's the kind of stuff that went on all the time. Now, if it would have been Tim Beckley's magazine, Tim might very well have run that photograph, okay? But we didn't, so I did everything I could do to shame this guy. And the bottom line was, you know, you've got to be on your toes all the time, but you got to know how to investigate it. A lot of people would have accepted that photograph on its face value. Now, what does that say about the field? Well, it says that there are, and very, very, very seldom, if ever, there are any professional standards to follow.
Well, the other thing that bothers me so much is there's so little coordination. So National UFO Reporting Center has a database. MUFON has a database. But now talk to the people who work with both organizations and run them about taking these databases and merging them. All right? Making the information available to everyone.
Professional jealousy. It's not going to happen.
Of course. But you see, that's why we get nowhere. This field takes us nowhere. Let me do this, and then we'll continue with the final four segments with Don Ecker. We'd like you to listen to our other radio show after the PowerCast, and the way to do that is to join the PowerCast Plus. Go to plus.thepowercast.com, plus.thepowercast.com for after the PowerCast, the commercial-free version of the PowerCast, and other goodies. And subscriptions start at just $1.49 a week, which is probably less than half the price of a coffee at Starbucks. Don't know about the price of coffee at McDonald's, but there you go. With Gene, Chris, and Don Ecker, you're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive PowerCast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the PowerCast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a PowerCast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.thepowercast.com, store.thepowercast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the PowerCast. You go to store.thepowercast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.